Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It's your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton of Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty Greenville Upstate. We appreciate you tuning in this morning as we chat about real estate. We are here every Saturday just to bring you the latest news, information, advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. A little later today, we're going to be sharing with you the local market statistics. So one of the most important things that you can keep up with for your personal knowledge and kind of tracking the local market is just to know what's happening, because you get to see national news and all that kind of stuff, and it really doesn't tell you exactly what's happening local. Just like politics, all real estate is local, and you've got to kind of know what's happening there. So we're going to share with you exactly what's happening from a numerical, a statistical perspective, so you can kind of keep a good tab on the value of your home, which, statistics show us that, when you get to retirement, most people, kind of their biggest nest egg is their equity in their home. And so you really want to track that, make sure that you are growing that as best as you can, keeping up with maintenance, all those kinds of things there. So we're going to share with you some of those statistics a little bit later on today. And you're also going to want to stick around if you are, just kind of looking for all the great things to do in the upstate when it comes to the holidays. We've got Thanksgiving, of course, coming up next week. Maybe you've got family coming into town and you're like, what in the world am I going to do with all these people at my house all weekend? You're in luck, because we're going to tell you all the great things that are starting to happen when it comes to the holiday. So this is kind of the big kickoff season, Thanksgiving coming up, of course. And then, of course, there's different holiday fairs. There's all kinds of things kicking off that are already happening. So you will want to stick around today as we kind of talk through some of our favorite things that we do here around the holidays in the upstate of South Carolina. And all that. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our friend Daryl Holland at Upstate Closings. Daryl is our go-to guy when it comes to real estate transactions. So he has a professional law firm. They focus on real estate. You'll never see their ads on TV like the TV lawyers, because all they do is real estate, and they're really good at it. They make sure that everything is buttoned up for closings, for title work, for title search. They sell the insurance on the title for your property to make sure that you have clear title there. So all that is a very, very important part of the real estate process. And we trust Daryl with our personal closings, and we suggest and recommend him for your closings as well. So upstateclosings.com or 864-467-0500 is how you can connect with him. Also want to tell you about a great new listing that just hit the market. This is right down the sweet spot for what a lot of people are looking for. Great neighborhood called Karen Bridge, which is it's still Greenville, but it's definitely on the way to Traveler's Rest. Great mountain views, gorgeous corner lot, fully fenced. I love this floor plan. 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths on a half acre corner lot with great mountain views close to Paris Mountain State Park. $575,000 newer construction. This was built by Ryan Holmes just a couple years ago, 2018, over a half acre lot. These are all really nice big lots, which is hard to find with new construction anymore. These are over half acre lots. This one's on a corner, fully fenced, hardy plank, low maintenance, hardwoods, great neutral colors throughout. You're going to want to jump on this one like this weekend, because I'm pretty sure it's going to go quickly. 25 Brennan Place is the address. So just go to mygreenvillehome.com, type in 25 Brennan Place. If that kind of describes what you're looking for, just hit the market this week, and that one's going to go quickly. So jump on that, take a look. If you want to schedule a showing, you can do that right there on our website by just 2 clicks, or you can pick up the phone and call us. We're happy to do that as well, 864-527-7685. So if you are looking for ways to fill your calendar over the next few weeks, and who isn't? I mean, who doesn't want to have a packed calendar around the holidays? I feel like every day there's a new thing coming on mine, but there are a few things that I want to definitely hit when it comes to the holidays around the upstate of Greenville and Anderson, Spartanburg, this whole area, some great things. So we're going to be talking about that today and giving you some things that you might want to jot down or make a mental note that you want to research a little bit more and jump into. We've got a special guest on today. She's usually behind the scenes helping us get everything done, but today she's coming on the air, Ashley Cousins, who is our digital marketing specialist. Ashley, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. It's kind of funny just to do this show every week with you kind of from behind the scenes, and today I'm front and center as one of the guests. It's a new experience for sure, but I'm really excited to be here and to share some of the exciting things happening in Greenville in the next couple of months with the holiday season coming.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you on the air. So tell the listeners out there a little bit about yourself, kind of, where'd you grow up, and what do you do for Hamilton & Company?
Yeah, definitely. So I am the digital marketing specialist for Hamilton & Company. I've been here since July of this year, so it's been a few months now. I was not born but raised in Greenville. So I've spent the majority of my life here. I love this city. I decided after graduating to stay here because of how much I love it. And so kind of one aspect of my role at Hamilton & Company is basically being a Greenville cheerleader and just getting people excited about the town, getting people involved. And that's kind of something that we're bringing to the show today. I want to kind of share the next months of Greenville events with you guys. Another kind of aspect of my role is I do a lot of the social media for Hamilton & Company. I kind of empower our agents to get involved with their clients on social media. I manage the non-MLS portion of our website. So any blog post you see, basically anything but the listings, I've got kind of my hands on as far as website goes. I run programs, I help plan events. My job kind of covers a lot of different things and it's a lot of fun. So it's a good job to have for sure.
Awesome. Well, you do a fantastic job. It's been great to have you on board. You have many talents and you have brought a lot of those to our marketing. And when people say, Dan, we see you everywhere and you've got great content and all that stuff, I say, well, that is... that's Ashley. She does a fantastic job. So thanks for coming on today. And you have been putting together, you've been working really hard the past few weeks on, some great content for our website, for our social media. So people can just, one click, see everything that's happening out there for the holidays. So we got just about a minute. We got to take a break. So we're not going to be able to, we'll have to take a break, come back, and we'll dive into some more of these. But kick us off a little bit. What you're seeing out there? What are some of the events that you personally really like to be involved in this time of year?
Yeah, well, I mean, there is a lot going on, especially now that we're kind of emerging from the COVID craziness, as I like to call it. We've got some events starting back up again. We've got a couple of local favorites, like Ice on Main, always I think Greenville's most iconic event. That's happening this year as usual. We've got some holiday markets all over town. There's the TD Saturday Market. That's a local favorite all throughout the summer. And they kind of host a local holiday market 2 weekends out of December. And that's something to really look forward to if you enjoy holiday shopping at markets. And then there's a lot of different things. If shopping's not your thing, maybe you enjoy sleigh rides or a 5K. We've got events for everyone coming up in the next month just to fill your calendar. So it's really exciting time in Greenville for sure.
Awesome. So that's a little bit of a tease of the things that we're going to be really kind of talking about here as we get back from our first break today. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton here with you today and every Saturday. And of course, everything that we talk about, our recordings are up on our website as well. So you can always, if you miss something, you want to go back and check that out. We'd love for you to join us there at mygreenvillehome.com. And check those out under our resources tab. You can go in there under blog and media and get all that downloaded for you. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I've been waiting to smile at the whole thing for a while. I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. Waiting on this for a while now. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host, Dan Hamilton, here today. We've got Ashley Cousins, our digital marketing specialist, as well. We're talking through some of our favorite holiday events coming up, sharing with you ones that you can add to your calendar. Ashley, I was looking at some information here, an article, and they've analyzed the data on Google searches. So Google doesn't lie. They're going to tell us the most festive state. So what state do you think in the country is most ready for Christmas when it comes to Google searching?
When it comes to Google searching, interesting. Yes. I have no idea. I guess when I think of festivities and like who gets it kicked off the quickest, I always think about New York because of New York City and the Rockefeller Center. So maybe the citizens of New York are just really gung-ho for Christmas.
That would be a great guess, and I can see where you come from that, but unfortunately, it's wrong. The state, according to Google and Christmas gifting experts Printeak, they have analyzed all the searches out there, and they're telling us that New Hampshire tops the list of states most ready for Christmas.
All right, well, correct region. I was close.
Yeah, you were close. So New Hampshire ranked first for the most Christmas Google searches, including the highest level of searches for Christmas tree farms. They also, Utah's second, so go from northeast to Utah. So very interesting. So I didn't see South Carolina show up at all on there, unfortunately. But I know that people in Greenville are ready for Christmas. I noticed that Ice on Main, one of the things that you've already mentioned, is already kicked off. That's one of my kids love to go do that. That's one of their favorites. In fact, I'm going to take my youngest. I promised him I would take him. So Ice on Main, I think, is a big one to put on your list. Ashley, tell folks where that is, how they can get more information about Ice on Main.
Yeah, so Ice on Main is literally on Main. It's an ice skating rink literally right in the middle of downtown on Main Street in what's called Village Green. That's right in front of the Courtyard Marriott on Main Street. They just fill in the entire green area with an ice skating rink, and kids just flood it every year, and it's a blast. So there's information about this event on the Greenville County website, the actual government website. You can go and see the rink hours. Those are kind of, those vary day to day, especially once the holidays start. So you might want to check on that if you're going to plan. You also need to purchase tickets. Tickets can be purchased in advance or kind of at the door, but those are $10 each. And also on their website, you can find, you know, frequently asked questions, safety precautions, anything like that. They've really got a lot of information. So that's a good resource. We'll have that linked kind of on our website if you want any more information about Ice on Main.
Yeah. And I guess we should also say, like, all of this we have like in one concise place on our website, right?
Yes, it's true. So we're kind of highlighting a couple major events today, but I have created an entire guide with over 30 events for anything that you want to do, basically. And that's on our blog at Hamilton & Company, mygreenvillehome.com, our blog and media portion. You can find all of these events with links.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So let's step back and kind of talk about some of our favorites. We mentioned Ice on Main, of course. What are some others that come to your mind as we get into the holiday season?
Well, one of my favorites is actually coming up next weekend of Thanksgiving. There is something called Christmas at the Farm. If you are a fan of cutting your own tree, but want something kind of local or not cutting, there's multiple options. There is a Christmas tree farm that has decided to create an entire festival out of the tree cutting experience. So you can drive out, I believe it's towards the Clemson area, maybe in Easley. And you can drive out, you can either get a pre-cut tree or cut your own tree. But for $7 a person, you get access to an entire festival. There are local vendors, s'mores, arts and crafts, hot chocolate, music. It's going to be an entire weekend of fun. So if you and your family enjoy that kind of tradition of picking out your tree, level it up this year and make it an entire day of fun with your family. I think that's something I would like to do this year, maybe. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that is the weekend of Thanksgiving. So the 26th through the 28th of November. And that's happening from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. each one of those days. I believe they'll stop at 6 on Sunday, but that's kind of when that's happening.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun. I know a lot of people love to go out and cut down so that you can go there, go enjoy all the festivities and bring home a tree.
Exactly. It's a perfect weekend.
Very cool. Well, and that's a, you know, again, we kind of talked about, you know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. You got maybe friends and family in town. You're like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to take him? That would take up some time. And I think everyone sounds like a little bit of something for everyone at Christmas at the farm.
Yes, it's going to be a really awesome event. So that's probably like first on my list. That's coming up just next weekend. That's something definitely to kind of bookmark and pitch to your family when they're in town.
Okay. What else are you seeing out there that that's jumping out at you?
Well, for people that are interested in shopping and specifically maybe shopping local for gifts for the holidays, there's a lot of opportunities for that. We've got a lot of holiday fairs in Greenville. I already mentioned the TD Saturday Market. That is a local favorite in the summertime that kind of runs every single week. But during the holiday season for 2 weekends, there is a holiday specific market. That's December 4th and December 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Same location downtown that we all know and love. There's just a lot of local vendors selling handmade gifts, seasonal produce, handcrafted items, you name it. So that's a really awesome opportunity to shop local if you're interested. There's also the Indie Craft Fair holiday pop-up. That's another local favorite, the Indie Craft Parade, or the Indie Craft Fair, sorry, has a holiday pop-up, and that's happening Friday through Sunday. It actually started November 5th, and it's going to go through December 19th. So that's Friday through Sunday. There's dozens of local vendors from the Makers Collective, and online shopping is available for that if you want to visit the website that we have linked on My Greenville Home. So okay. Those are both two great shopping opportunities.
Yeah, so that is the that's the folks that do the Indie Craft Parade. They're doing a special holiday pop-up.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, very cool. That's a great great event. Really lots of local and I think probably regional artisans. I think a lot of folks are interested, especially with all this, you know, craziness with shipping and Amazon and all that kind of stuff. Really great to a great idea to shop local and really kind of keep that those dollars right here in our local economy. People that are out there, you know, small businesses, creating whether it's art or clothing, whatever it is, I think that it's fun to kind of keep that local. So Indie Craft Parade, holiday pop-up at the Makers Collective. Do you know where that is by any chance?
They are downtown. I can't remember the exact location. It is linked on our website.
Yes. Everything's on our website. One of my favorites traditionally to kind of participate in and go to is the Greenville Christmas Parade. That's always a fun event. Lots going on there. That's kind of one of my personal favorites. And the festival trees that they have at the Hyatt downtown is always pretty good. What are some other, you know, if Greenville's kind of too big for you, if you don't want to go to the big city, what are some other cities out there that are doing some smaller events?
Yeah, actually, most of the small municipalities in the Greenville County area have holiday festivals and tree lightings. So again, our website has got a complete breakdown of all of those different cities, but a couple to look out for. Malden is doing a tropical take on Christmas this year. They're calling it Malden's Beach and Christmas. So on December 2nd, all day long, the city of Malden is celebrating Christmas with a tree lighting, a beach style holiday music, a holiday market, pictures with Santa, and a lot more fun activities. All that is taking place at the Malden Outdoor Amphitheater, again, on December 2nd. So if you want a tropical twist to your Christmas this year, that is where I would go.
Okay. I had not thought of that as a option. So that's definitely one if you're wanting a more beach-style Christmas. My friend Taff Matney is on Malden City Council. That sounds like something he tried to get through. He seems like the kind of guy that would want a beach holiday thing. So December 2nd in Malden is the tropical twist there. It looks like Greer also has something on December 3rd. So Greer City Park, which is a great, what a beautiful park that is. Lots of space there for events like this. So Greer City Park has their Christmas tree lighting December 3rd. It looks like 5 p.m. They'll have Santa, craft stations, inflatables, all that kind of stuff too. What about people that want to go on Santa's sleigh ride? We have that option.
There are a few of those options around the town. So I believe TR, if I'm remembering correctly, has a sleigh ride option that's linked on our website. But Greenville, downtown Greenville, I'm sure many see it walking around, has a opportunity to ride in the sleigh with Santa. That's actually starting November 19th and will go through Christmas, December 23rd, basically. So you can ride in his sleigh. Advanced registration is required. That is something you need to go online and sign up for. They really recommend that. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children ages 3 through 10. And so those fill up quickly. There is a limit. You can only get so many people in those sleighs. So make sure you go to the website that is linked on our page and go sign up for that if that's something you're interested in.
Okay, awesome. So we are just doing a roundup of all the upcoming holiday events. And if you're really ambitious and you know, want to work off some of your Thanksgiving food, you can do a holiday hustle 5K, which does not sound fun to me at all, but that is December 4th and 5th at 11 a.m. Trailblazer Park and Travelers Rest. So you can, again, all of this is on our website, that plus, all this plus more events. MyGreenvilleHome.com. Ashley's done a great job compiling all this for you so you can check it out. So Ashley, thank you so much for coming on today and getting in front of the camera instead of behind the camera.
Thanks, Dan. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, you are listening to My Greenville Home. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute and go over the local market statistics. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It's your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, bringing you the latest news, information, and advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. Today, we took a little bit of a different turn and gave you some fun things to be thinking about as we enter the holiday season. If you want to take some of your out-of-town friends and family to some of these great events that Greenville has, Greenville, Malden, Travelers Rest, Greer, Easley, all over the upstate. So wherever you are, I know that there are some great things for you to plug into. Just go to mygreenvillehome.com, go to the resources, blog, and media tab, and we've got your 2021 Greenville Holiday Events Guide all set up for you there. Very easy. You can see all the tree lightings, the parades, the holiday markets for you to shop local, where to get your Christmas tree, shows and concerts. We've got the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming up. I know Michael W. Smith will be in town doing a holiday Christmas concert. Elf the Musical at the Greenville Little Theater. That should be interesting. One of the best holiday movies out there, Elf, is now a musical. Didn't realize that. So that'll be fun. So go check that out. We'd love to be your resource there when it comes to checking out all the local things that are happening here throughout the upstate. So I want to transition a little bit and talk about the local market statistics. This is the time of year when people start thinking, you know, it's slowing down a little bit. Maybe we want to wait till after the holidays to make a purchase. I will tell you that November is one of our best months all year. This year, we are setting records for November, buyers and sellers, new homes under contract. I am not seeing a slowdown at all. In fact, we're going to go through some of these numbers, talk about that with you right now to show you just exactly what is happening here in the upstate. So there are kind of six key numbers that four that we definitely always look at. We're adding a couple for you just to kind of get a little bit of a better pulse on the market. But of course, average days on market is the big one. We are at 21 days on market right now, which is down from 34 this point last year. So very quick, you know, 3 weeks homes are going typically under contract. We're seeing the average sales price for this year jump to right around $325,000. It was 279 last year, so about a 16% increase in the average sales price. Keep in mind, all these numbers we are taking from the GGAR, which is the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors. This is all Greenville specific. So, by Greenville specific, I mean Greenville MLS. That does cover, you know, parts of Spartanburg County, parts of Lawrence, Greenville, of course, Pickens, a little bit of Anderson, just kind of that greater Greenville area. Of course, those other specific markets do have their own MLS data as well. So this is just kind of to give you a little sampling, a representative of what's happening. And the Anderson, Oconee, Pickens area, the main MLS there is called Western Upstate. So that is the specific MLS there. There's some obviously overlap in our markets a little bit. Same with Spartanburg. There's a Spartanburg MLS. There's a Greenwood MLS. There is, of course, you know, once you get up into Rock Hill, Fort Mill, that area, that you're becoming part of the Charlotte MLS. So there's all kinds of little, you know, little small markets of MLS data. I'm going through Greenville. That's our main market that we work, of course, and it just gives you kind of a pretty good idea of what's happening all over the upstate. New listings. This is a kind of a new one that we talk about. So since October 10th, we have seen 1,713 new listings hit the MLS, hit the multiple listing service. We've seen about a 5% increase in inventory year over year. And this is really critical to a critical number to look at when you want to judge where the future of the market is going. If inventory, you know, continues to go down, that means, you know, demand is outpacing supply. If we start to see inventory rise, which we are now, so year over year, we're seeing about a 5% more available homes on the market. If that number continues to go up, that means the market is not absorbing the same number of homes as it did at the, you know, this point last year. That's when you start to see the market settle down a little bit. Rising inventory means the market is, you know, kind of catching its breath, settling down, not as you know, fast paced as it was previously. So if inventory keeps going down, that means the market is just sucking that inventory dry. Whereas a little bit of an increase is kind of, I see it as a good thing, as bringing some equilibrium to the market in a much needed way. If you look at the number of homes sold in the month, we had 1,378 homes sell, which is a 5.5% less than this time last year, which is, again, this is a number that for the first time we're seeing fewer homes being sold in a month over month, year over year basis. We're still, you know, if you look at the whole year, we're still 9% up in terms of number of homes sold, but just that month of October, there was a little bit of a dip. So if you look at that and you look at the inventory increase, there might be some clues that we might be seeing of the market starting to soften just a little bit. Another number that I want to start talking about a little bit is just this housing affordability index. I don't want to, you know, get into too much detail on explaining the index, but it basically is telling us the affordability of the average home out there. And we're seeing homes become, surprise, surprise, less affordable according to this index compared to last year. So we've seen about 11% change in the housing affordability. That just is showing us that home prices continue to rise. It continues to take more of your monthly payment to keep up with your housing expenses. So, you know, I think when you start looking at that, you start looking at inflation for gas, for food, for all these other things out there. That inflation, that's going to eat away at the ability for folks for purchasing, which is going to lead to a slowdown in the, you know, robustness of the market. So I think that's kind of what we're starting to see. Some of it, of course, is seasonality. You know, last year we saw no winter season. We just kept going. I believe we're going to see a little bit more of a winter season this year than we did last year. And by that, I just mean a little bit more calmness to the market. But all that being said, we're seeing some great numbers out there. We're seeing some, fantastic supply. A lot of people are still moving here. And in fact, there's a national TV show that I know is, talking to a lot of folks, trying to figure out why Greenville is such a great place, why people are moving here, especially during the pandemic. We saw some major shifts in population coming here, people keeping their jobs in other places, but wanting to move to Greenville. So lots happening. We've got to kind of wind down this segment. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your questions, answering them here on the air, talking about that, talking to you about some listings that we have on the market and listings coming up. So you're going to want to stick around and we will chat about that. Of course, you can always find us at mygreenvillehome.com. If you want to submit your question, you go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions and submit your question to us there. I also want to make sure I mention, we've got the free real estate school. If you're interested in that, I've mentioned that a few times over the past few weeks. We are now actually able to sign people up. You're able to enroll. It is a partnership with Kaplan. Your fees for your pre-licensing are covered by Keller Williams Realty. So no obligation. You don't have to necessarily sign up with Keller Williams once you're a completed school. But of course, we would love for you to consider us. Free real estate school with a partnership through Kaplan. And that's a $400+ value, which is pretty awesome. So shoot me an email, info@mygreenvillehome.com. If you want to learn more about that, we'll send you the information. Teresa Cox at our office will help you get signed up for that. Walk you through that process. Well, you are listening to My Greenville Home. We got to take our final break today. We come back, take your questions, talk to you a little bit about what's happening here locally, and go from there. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We will be right back. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton. We are winding up our show today and want to tell you about another new listing that we have coming up. It's coming up. I think it might have hit by now, but it is on Woodville. If you're looking for a home in the Overbrook community, you're going to want to check this one out. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a full 2-car garage over a half acre in the Overbrook community, just hitting the market right now. So you want to reach out to me. I don't even know if it's on our website yet, but it is going to be listed for $525,000. Overbrook, gorgeous home, beautiful white home up on a hill. Like I said, fully fenced yard. Plus, you could also buy the lot next to you for an additional $65,000. So you could have that whole package there together in the Overbrook Historic Community. Nicely updated, very well maintained home with a full unfinished basement too. So you want to check that one out. It's on Woodville. If you just go into My Greenville Home, type in Woodville, that one will show up. And if it's not on there yet, shoot me an email and we'll get you the details, but it should be very, very shortly. I know that's a very fresh listing and one you're going to want to jump on quickly to take advantage of that. Because as I'm looking here at my email, as I'm recording, I'm seeing homes that we list that I was going to talk about go under contract. So for instance, 518 Spalding Lake Drive, great home in the Spalding Farm community, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, $865,000. I was going to talk about that today. It's now under contract. Another one we're going to chat about that I mentioned earlier, it looks like we're getting an offer on, even as we speak. I mentioned Brennan Road. what's the address on that one? Over in Karen Bridge. So I think we're getting an offer on that one. Just, you know, as I'm sitting here talking and recording, we are getting just new information. 25 Brennan Place in Karen Bridge, probably getting an offer on that. So the market is robust. We just went through the stats. But even as I tell you, you know, inventory is rising. There are people, I think we're seeing more people just put their home on the market, honestly, seeing that, yes, things are going well. So 123 Woodville is coming on the market, and you're going to want to jump on that quickly. Overbrook is a great, great neighborhood. So as we wind up today, I want to tell you, answer some of your questions that have been submitted to us on our website. People, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions. And we will answer them here on the air. So Samuel in Greer has a question. He said, I want to buy a house. I'm worried my credit score is too low. How do I know if I can buy? What I would do, Samuel, is just go to a lender. And I'd be happy to, you know, we've got several that we recommend. So give me a call, shoot me an email. We can get you connected. But just have them run your credit. They will ask you if, you know, you talk to them 5 minutes and they can run your credit. And that's not a hard pull. It's called a soft pull on your credit because it's for a home, and it doesn't make your credit score go down anymore if it is kind of going down. But there are certain numbers that you want to make sure you're hitting. I think 620 is really kind of the minimum credit score most lenders are accepting out there for loans when it comes to homes. So if you've got, you know, higher than a 620, there's definitely potential out there. If you are up over 700, that's ideal. You know, some of the best rates and terms are available for those that have credit scores in the 720 plus range. But you really want to be at 620 and above to get your credit score there. If you're, you know, maybe at 600, 610, a lot of the lenders that we work with can coach you on how to get that score up to where it needs to be. So don't ever get discouraged. You know, there are some really, if you haven't, you know, kind of kept tabs on your credit in the past but are starting to, there's some really, you know, great little tricks that you can do. Of course, you want to look at, you know, paying off debt. Make sure you're paying your bills on time. You want to don't utilize all of your credit. Credit utilization is a big part of your score there as well. So there are just some things that we can help you, that your lender can help you manage to make sure that your score is on an upward trajectory and getting it to the place where it needs to be. But that's a great question. A lot of people just, it's a little bit of a mystery to understand credit and credit scores, all those kinds of things. But we've got some great lenders that can explain that to you and help get you moving in the right direction. One more question today. Judy in Clemson says, her question is, I've got a rental property I would like to sell. Does the space need to be unoccupied to list it on the market? I love this question, Judy, because ideally, and I know it kind of hurts to do this, but the best way to sell a property is with no tenants involved. I have been, you know, I'm going on 20 years in this business, and almost every time that we've tried to sell a property that has a tenant in there, no matter how great the tenant is or was or has been, things tend to get a little sideways when you have to accommodate showings on a home that you don't own. I mean, it's already a big enough pain if you, you know, kind of think about it from their perspective as a tenant. It's kind of a pain to have showings, to have people coming in your home, especially if it's not yours. There's no reward for you as a tenant to sell a property. So 9 times out of 10, in fact, 9.9 times out of 10, I recommend that there be no tenants involved, with a couple of caveats. I mean, for instance, you know, we just bought some apartments and, you know, obviously those were all tenant occupied. We bought them because we wanted the cash flow of the tenant. You know, if you're looking at a purely rental type property, like an apartment complex, duplex, quad, something like that, then I would say sure, because most are, you know, your buyer is going to be an investor and they're going to want that cash flow immediately, which is, you know, what we did. We wanted the cash flow. We bought in the middle of the month. We even prorated some of the rents for the that were already collected. So we got that as a credit at closing. So you definitely, you know, we analyzed the tenants, the rents, the rental, the leases, all those kinds of things. So that was all part of our due diligence, our process. But if it's just a single family home out there and you've just got a tenant in there, I would wait until their lease comes up. They decide to vacate, then put the home on the market. That would just be the best thing to do. You're going to get the most bang for your buck. We found that it becomes very difficult to schedule showings when there are tenants involved. I can't tell you, you know, just the, I've got story after story of history of having issues with trying to get tenants to show properties that we've had on the market. So that's a really good question. Very forward thinking and super question, Judy. I do recommend that home that's tenant occupied, you wait until it's vacated to go ahead and put it on the market. But super question. Well, we got just a few minutes left in our show today. And as we wind up, I want to just kind of walk you through some of the listings that we have coming to the market. I mentioned the one in Overbrook. Another one we've got coming is 407 Mount Vernon Road. That is in Greer. That's coming up this weekend. This is an estate type property on 4 acres, kind of up on a hill overlooking Greer and Spartanburg. Beautiful, beautiful property. I love this neighborhood. The grounds, the trees, the shrubs, just absolutely beautiful. It also has an auxiliary dwelling unit. So if you're looking for a great little in-law apartment, it's got a full bathroom, kind of a bedroom. It'd be kind of an efficiency. That'd be a super setup for you there. That's going to be, we're listing that for $850,000, 407 Mount Vernon Road. Just check that out on our website as well. A lot of these are just very fresh coming on the market this weekend. So check those out. You're going to be able to kind of jump on those pretty quickly before everyone else gets to them. One more is Chestnut Hills, 107 Farmington Road. That's a great property right near the Greenville Hospital System. Listed for $210,000. It is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It'd make a great rental. Nice updates, great fenced yard. The windows, the siding, HVAC, all that updated in the last 4 or 5 years. So that would make a really nice investment. So lots happening. I'd invite you to just check out our website. Ashley and I talked today about all the events coming up. If you want to see all those for yourself, start getting your calendar planned out. Go to mygreenvillehome.com and check out the resources tab. There's the blog and media. You can just press that. It'll take you to a list of all the different shows that we've had recently. And blog posts, go to the 2021 Greenville Holiday Events Guide, and that'll walk you right through all the festivals, the tree lightings, the places to buy trees, holiday markets, all that. Great one-stop shop for you there on mygreenvillehome.com. And do us a favor, just share that with your friends on Facebook as well. We want everyone to be able to check that out. So thank you for joining us today. Packed show. I hope everyone's looking forward to a great Thanksgiving next week. And if we can help you throughout the holidays, we're always just one call away, 527-7685, or at mygreenvillehome.com. You can find us there as well. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.